Take a deep breath and sigh, letting the sigh come from the corpus callosum area of your brain. Another deep breath into the corpus callosum area, sighing as you let go. One more time, deep breath, sigh into the exhale. Awareness remains in the corpus callosum. Once upon a time, in a kingdom that was hidden from the world, there was a beautiful valley with a stream of clear water flowing. And as the story goes, at nighttime, upon the walls of this great canyon, there were flowers that opened only under starlight. And one evening, laying beside the stream, you gazed up at the stars, feeling the starlight descending into the valley, deep into the waters of the stream and deep into every cell of your body, drifting in the light of the stars. It is said you had a dream. Or was it a dream inside a dream? And in this dream, the star flowers on the sides of the canyon began to open their blossoms, taking in the starlight, drawing this light deep into their roots that burrowed deep into every part of your brain and mind. And looking up to the sides of the canyon, as the story goes, you noticed that some of the star flowers were not opening yet. And you smiled, because you knew deep inside that when it was time for them to open, they would, of their own accord. And so you just enjoyed the dance of the stars, the clear sky, the sound of the stream, and the feeling of starlight moving through your body. Who knows what might happen as the starlight flows into those channels, not known, not spoken of, but there nonetheless. And as the story goes, dreaming inside a dream, you had another dream. How amusing to watch yourself on the side of the stream at the base of the canyon, watching another part of you in a canoe, smiling as you paddled your way deeper into the canyon. Perhaps deeper than you have ever gone before. Legends and stories told of places of power right around the bend. And in the dream, you sat up on the side of the stream as you watched yourself paddling around a boulder to the secret land of power that no one can touch but you. And just at that moment, you noticed that the star flowers that had not opened yet began to blossom. And soon the entire canyon walls on both sides were covered with blossoming star flowers, their light reaching deep into your brain and mind, flowing into organs and systems thirsty for the light of life and healing, thirsty for the light of new awareness. And as the story goes, the sky was filled with falling stars in this moment in time when the other part of you canoeing down the stream passed out of view into the secret land of power that no one can touch but you. Soon the air was filled with the sweet aroma of star flowers opening wider than they had ever opened before. And you breathed in the sweet aroma and fell into a deeper sleep of healing. A deeper sleep. And in this dream within a dream within a dream, you could fly above the canyon walls and look down and see yourself in the canoe you had just come ashore, and there in the sand were jewels, pieces of starlight, pieces of yourself long ago lost or forgotten. And you picked each and every one up. Magically appeared, for you were in a dream after all. And with your basket full of the star pieces that had been lost or forgotten, you returned to the canoe and with a smile of contentment, paddled your way back to yourself, asleep by the side of the stream. And for a moment, you stood looking at yourself asleep, holding in your hands all the parts of yourself that had been forgotten or taken away. And just at that moment, a beautiful white owl flew over you and looked down. And in that instant, you were rejoined with yourself sleeping by the clear stream in the canyon where the star flowers had blossomed. And as the story goes, sensing the approach of dawn, the star flowers began to close one by one, and the light of healing transformation that they had taken in had passed deep inside you, deep into your body and mind, continuing through you to empower you with new thoughts, feelings, and abilities you may have never imagined you possessed. There is no need to remember, to forget these dreams. They are like seeds planted deep in the unconscious mind, drawing to themselves everything they need to grow.